Chapter 18. Gasoline Engine Operation, Parts, and Specifications. Purpose and Function. The purpose and function of an engine is to convert the heat energy of burning fuel into mechanical energy. In a typical vehicle, mechanical energy is used to perform the following. Propel the vehicle. Power the air conditioning system and power steering. Produce electrical power for use throughout the vehicle. Energy and power. Engines use energy to produce power. The chemical energy in fuel is converted to heat energy by the burning of the fuel at a controlled rate. This process is called combustion. If engine combustion occurs within the power chamber, the engine is called an internal combustion engine. Note: an external combustion engine burns fuel outside of the engine itself, such as a steam engine. Engines used in automobiles are internal combustion heat engines. They convert the chemical energy of the gasoline into heat within a power chamber that is called a combustion chamber. Heat energy released in the combustion chamber raises the temperature of the combustion gases within the chamber. The increase in gas temperature causes the pressure of the gases to increase. The pressure developed within the combustion chamber is applied to the head of a piston to produce a usable mechanical force, which is converted into useful mechanical power. Engine construction overview. Block. All automotive and truck engines are constructed using a solid frame, called a block. A block is constructed of cast iron or aluminum and provides the foundation for most of the engine components and systems. The block is cast and then machined to very close tolerances to allow other parts to be installed. Rotating assembly. Pistons are installed in the block and move up and down, reciprocate, during engine operation. Pistons are connected to connecting rods, which connect the pistons to the crankshaft. The crankshaft converts the up and down motion of the piston to rotary motion, which is then transmitted to the drive wheels and propels the vehicle. See Figure 18.1. Cylinder heads. All engines use a cylinder head to seal the top of the cylinders, which are in the engine block. The cylinder head also contains intake valves that allow air and fuel into the cylinder, and exhaust valves, which allow the hot gases left over to escape from the engine. Cylinder heads are constructed of cast iron or aluminum and are machined for the valves and other valve-related components. See Figure 18.2. Refer to Figure 18.1, the rotating assembly for a V8 engine that has 8 pistons and connecting rods and 1 crankshaft. Frequently asked question. What is a flathead engine? A flathead engine is an older type engine design that has the valves in the block. The valves are located next to the cylinders in the air-fuel mixture, and exhaust flows through the block to the intake and exhaust manifolds. Because the valves are in the block, the heads are flat and, therefore, are called flathead engines. The most commonly known was the Ford flathead V8 produced from 1932 until 1953. Typical flathead engines included inline 4-cylinder engines, made by many manufacturers. Inline 6-cylinder engines, made by many manufacturers. Inline 8-cylinder engines, made by many manufacturers. V8s, made by Cadillac and Ford. V12s, made by Cadillac and Lincoln. Refer to Figure 18.2, a cylinder head with 4 valves per cylinder, 2 intake valves that are larger and 2 exhaust valves that are smaller. Engine parts and systems. Intake and exhaust manifolds. Air and fuel enter the engine through an intake manifold and exit the engine through the exhaust manifold. Intake manifolds operate cooler than exhaust manifolds and are therefore constructed of nylon-reinforced plastic or aluminum. Exhaust manifolds must be able to withstand hot exhaust gases, so most are constructed from cast iron or steel tubing. Cooling system. All engines must have a cooling system to control engine temperatures. While some older engines were air-cooled, all current production passenger vehicle engines are cooled by circulating antifreeze coolant through passages in the block and cylinder head. The coolant picks up the heat from the engine. After the thermostat opens, the water pump circulates the coolant through the radiator where the excess heat is released to the outside air, cooling the coolant. The coolant is continuously circulated through the cooling system and the temperature is controlled by the thermostat. See Figure 18.3. Lubrication system. All engines contain moving and sliding parts that must be kept lubricated to reduce wear and friction. The oil pan, bolted to the bottom of the engine block, holds 4 to 7 quarts, or 4 to 7 liters, of oil. An oil pump, which is driven by the engine, forces the oil through the oil filter and then into passages in the crankshaft and block. These passages are called oil galleries. The oil is also forced up to the valves and then falls down through openings in the cylinder head and block, then back into the oil pan. See Figure 18.4. Figure 18.3, the coolant temperature is controlled by the thermostat, which opens and allows coolant to flow to the radiator when the temperature reaches the rating temperature of the thermostat. Fuel system and ignition system. All engines require both a fuel system to supply fuel to the cylinders and an ignition system to ignite the air-fuel mixture in the cylinders. The fuel system includes the following components. Fuel tank, where fuel is stored and where most fuel pumps are located. Fuel filter and lines, which transfer the fuel from the fuel tank to the engine. Fuel injectors, which spray fuel into the intake manifold or directly into the cylinder, depending on the type of system used. The ignition system is designed to take 12 volts from the battery and convert it to 5,000 to 40,000 volts needed to jump the gap of a spark plug. Spark plugs are threaded into the cylinder head of each cylinder, and when the spark occurs, it ignites the air-fuel mixture in the cylinder, creating pressure and forcing the piston down in the cylinder. The following components are part of the ignition system. Spark plugs provide an air gap inside the cylinder where a spark occurs to start combustion. Sensors, includes crankshaft position known as CKP, and camshaft position known as CMP, sensors, used by the powertrain control module known as PCM, to trigger the ignition coils and the fuel injectors. Ignition coils, increase battery voltage to 5,000 to 40,000 volts. Ignition control module known as ICM, controls when the spark plug fires. Associated wiring. Electrically connects the battery, ICM, coil, and spark plugs. Figure 18.4, a typical lubrication system, showing the oil pan, oil pump, oil filter, and oil passages. Four-stroke cycle operation. Principles: the first four-stroke cycle engine was developed by a German engineer, Nicholas Otto, in 1876. Most automotive engines use the four-stroke cycle of events. The process begins by the starter motor rotating the engine until combustion takes place. The four-stroke cycle is repeated for each cylinder of the engine. See Figure 18.5. A piston that moves up and down, or reciprocates, in a cylinder can be seen in Figure 18.5. The piston is attached to a crankshaft with a connecting rod. This arrangement allows the piston to reciprocate or moves up and down in the cylinder as the crankshaft rotates. See Figure 18.6. Figure 18.5, the downward movement of the piston draws the air-fuel mixture into the cylinder through the intake valve on the intake stroke. On the compression stroke, the mixture is compressed by the upward movement of the piston with both valves closed. Ignition occurs at the beginning of the power stroke, and combustion drives the piston downward to produce power. On the exhaust stroke, the upward moving piston forces the burned gases out the open exhaust valve. Figure 18.6, cutaway of an engine showing the cylinder, piston, connecting rod, and crankshaft. Operation: engine cycles are identified by the number of piston strokes required to complete the cycle. A piston stroke is a one-way piston movement either from top to bottom or bottom to top of the cylinder. During one stroke, the crankshaft rotates 180 degrees, or half a revolution. A cycle is a complete series of events that continually repeats. Most automobile engines use a four-stroke cycle. Intake stroke. The intake valve is open and the piston inside the cylinder travels downward, drawing a mixture of air and fuel into the cylinder. The crankshaft rotates 180 degrees from top dead center known as TDC, to bottom dead center known as BDC, and the camshaft rotates 90 degrees. Compression stroke. As the engine continues to rotate, the intake valve closes and the piston moves upward in the cylinder, compressing the air-fuel mixture. The crankshaft rotates 180 degrees from BDC to TDC and the camshaft rotates 90 degrees. Power stroke. When the piston gets near the top of the cylinder, the spark at the spark plug ignites the air-fuel mixture, which forces the piston downward. The crankshaft rotates 180 degrees from TDC to BDC and the camshaft rotates 90 degrees. The combustion pressure developed in the combustion chamber at the correct time will push the piston downward to rotate the crankshaft. Exhaust stroke. The engine continues to rotate, and the piston again moves upward in the cylinder. The exhaust valve opens, and the piston forces the residual burned gases out of the exhaust valve, and into the exhaust manifold and exhaust system. The crankshaft rotates 180 degrees from BDC to TDC and the camshaft rotates 90 degrees. This sequence repeats as the engine rotates. To stop the engine, the electricity to the ignition system is shut off by the ignition switch, which stops the spark to the spark plugs. The 720-degree cycle, each cycle, or Four strokes of events requires that the engine crankshaft make two complete revolutions, or 720 degrees, 360 degrees times 2 equals 720 degrees, each stroke of the cycle requires that the crankshaft rotate 180 degrees. The greater the number of cylinders, the closer together the power strokes of the individual cylinders will occur. The number of degrees that the crankshaft rotates between power strokes can be expressed as an angle. To find the angle between power strokes of an engine, divide 720 by the number of cylinders. This means that in a four-cylinder engine, a power stroke occurs at every 180 degrees of the crankshaft rotation, every half rotation. A V8 is a much smoother operating engine because a power stroke occurs twice as often, every 90 degrees of crankshaft rotation. Engine classification and construction. Engines are classified by several characteristics, including number of strokes. Most automotive engines use the four-stroke cycle. Cylinder arrangement. An engine with more cylinders is smoother operating because the power pulses produced by the power strokes are more closely spaced. An inline engine places all cylinders in a straight line. The 4, 5, and 6-cylinder engines are commonly manufactured inline engines. A V-type engine, such as a V6 or V8, has the number of cylinders split and built into a V-shape. See Figure 18.7. Horizontally opposed 4 and 6-cylinder engines have two banks of cylinders that are horizontal, resulting in a low engine. This style of engine is used in Porsche and Subaru engines, and is often called the boxer or pancake engine design. See Figure 18.8. Refer to Figure 18.7, Automotive Engine Cylinder Arrangements. Refer to Figure 18.8, a horizontally opposed engine design helps to lower the vehicle's center of gravity. Refer to Figure 18.9, a longitudinally mounted engine drives the rear wheels through a transmission, driveshaft, and differential assembly. Longitudinal and transverse mounting, engines may be mounted either parallel with the length of the vehicle, or longitudinally, or crosswise, or transversely. See Figures 18.9 and 18.10, the same engine may be mounted in various vehicles in either direction. Note, although it might be possible to mount an engine in different vehicles both longitudinally and transversely, the engine component parts may not be interchangeable. Differences can include different engine blocks and crankshafts, as well as different water pumps. Valve and camshaft number and location, the number of valves per cylinder and the number and location of camshafts are major factors in engine operation. A typical older model engine uses one intake valve and one exhaust valve per cylinder. Many newer engines use two intake and two exhaust valves per cylinder. The valves are opened by a camshaft. Some engines use one camshaft for the intake valves and a separate camshaft for the exhaust valves. When the camshaft is located in the block, the valves are operated by lifters, pushrods, and rocker arms. This type of engine is called a pushrod engine. Cam in block design. Overhead valve known as OHV, because an overhead valve engine has the valves located in the cylinder head. See Figure 18.11. When one overhead camshaft is used, the design is called a single overhead camshaft, SOHC, design. When two overhead camshafts are used, the design is called a double overhead camshaft, DOHC, design. See Figures 18.12 and 18.13. Refer to Figure 18.10, two types of front engine, front-wheel drive mountings. Refer to Figure 18.11 cutaway of an overhead valve V8 engine showing the lifters, pushrods, roller rocker arms, and valves. Frequently asked question. What is a rotary engine? A successful alternative engine design is the rotary engine, also called the Wankel engine after its inventor, Felix Heinrich Wankel, a German inventor. The Mazda RX-7 and RX-8 represent the only long-term use of the rotary engine. The rotating combustion chamber engine runs very smoothly, and produces high power for its size and weight. The basic rotating combustion chamber engine has a triangular-shaped rotor turning in a housing. The housing is in the shape of a geometric figure called the two-lobed epitrochoid. A seal on each corner, or apex, of the rotor is in constant contact with the housing, so the rotor must turn with an eccentric motion. This means that the center of the rotor moves around the center of the engine. The eccentric motion can be seen in Figure 18.14. Note, a V-type engine uses two banks or rows of cylinders. An SOHC design, therefore, uses two camshafts but only one camshaft per bank, or row, of cylinders. A DOHC V6, therefore, has four camshafts, two for each bank. Figure 18.12, SOHC engines usually require additional components, such as a rocker arm, to operate all of the valves. Do HC engines often operate the valves directly? Type of fuel: most engines operate on gasoline, whereas some engines are designed to operate on ethanol known as E85, methanol known as M85, natural gas, propane, or diesel fuel. Cooling method: most engines are liquid cooled, but some older models were air cooled. Air cooled engines, such as the original VW Beetle, could not meet exhaust emission standards. Type of induction pressure: if atmospheric air pressure is used to force the air-fuel mixture into the cylinders, the engine is called naturally aspirated. Some engines use a turbocharger or supercharger to force the air-fuel mixture into the cylinder for even greater power. Refer to Figure 18.13. A DOHC engine uses a camshaft for the intake valves and a separate camshaft for the exhaust valves in each cylinder head. Engine rotation direction: the SAE standard for automotive engine rotation is counterclockwise, known as CCW, as viewed from the flywheel end, or clockwise as viewed from the front of the engine. The flywheel end of the engine is the end to which the power is applied to drive the vehicle. This is called the principal end of the engine. The non-principal end of the engine is opposite the principal end and is generally referred to as the front of the engine, where the accessory belts are used. See Figure 18.15. Therefore, in most rear-wheel drive vehicles, the engine is mounted longitudinally with the principal end at the rear of the engine. Most transversely mounted engines also adhere to the same standard for direction of rotation. Many Honda engines, and some marine applications, may differ from this standard. Engine measurement. Bore: the diameter of a cylinder is called the bore. The larger the bore, the greater the area on which the gases have to work. Pressure is measured in units, such as pounds per inch 2, psi. The greater the area, in square inches, the higher the force exerted by the pistons to rotate the crankshaft. See Figure 18.16. Stroke: the stroke of an engine is the distance the piston travels from top dead center to bottom dead center. This distance is determined by the throw of the crankshaft. The throw is the distance from the centerline of the crankshaft to the centerline of the crankshaft rod journal. The throw is one half of the stroke. See Figure 18.17. The longer this distance is, the greater the amount of air-fuel mixture that can be drawn into the cylinder. The more air-fuel mixture inside the cylinder, the more force will result when the mixture is ignited. Note: changing the connecting rod length does not change the stroke of an engine. Changing the connecting rod only changes the position of the piston in the cylinder. Only the crankshaft determines the stroke of an engine. Displacement: engine size is described as displacement. Displacement is the inch 3 or cubic centimeter known as cc, volume displaced, or how much air is moved by all of the pistons. Refer to Figure 18.14. A rotary engine operates on the four-stroke cycle, but uses a rotor instead of a piston and crankshaft to achieve intake, compression, power, and exhaust stroke. Refer to Figure 18.15, inline four-cylinder engine showing principal and non-principal ends. Normal direction of rotation is clockwise, known as CW, as viewed from the front or accessory belt or non-principal end. Refer to Figure 18.16, the bore and stroke of pistons are used to calculate an engine's displacement. Refer to Figure 18.17. The distance between the centerline of the main bearing journal and the centerline of the connecting rod journal determines the stroke of the engine. This photo is a little unusual because it shows a V6 with a split crankshaft used to even out the impulses on a 90-degree V6 engine design. A liter, or L, is equal to 1,000 cubic centimeters. Therefore, most engines today are identified by their displacement in liters. Refer to conversion chart on page 165. Frequently asked question: what is the Atkinson cycle? In 1882, James Atkinson, a British engineer, invented an engine that achieved a higher efficiency than the Otto cycle, but produced lower power at low engine speeds. The Atkinson cycle engine was produced in limited numbers until 1890, when sales dropped, and the company that manufactured the engines finally went out of business in 1893. However, the one key feature of the Atkinson cycle that remains in use today is that the intake valve is held open longer than normal to allow a reverse flow into the intake manifold. This reduces the effective compression ratio and engine displacement, and allows the expansion to exceed the compression ratio, while retaining a normal compression pressure. This is desirable for good fuel economy because the compression ratio in a spark ignition engine is limited by the octane rating of the fuel used. A high expansion delivers a longer power stroke and reduces the heat wasted in the exhaust. This increases the efficiency of the engine because more work is being achieved. The Atkinson cycle engine design is commonly used in hybrid electric vehicles. To convert liters into cubic inches, multiply by 61.02. Calculating inch 3 displacement. The formula to calculate the displacement of an engine is basically the formula for determining the volume of a cylinder multiplied by the number of cylinders. Refer to inch 3 displacement chart on page 165. Because 1 inch 3 equals 16.4 cubic centimeters, this engine displacement equals 3,706 cubic centimeters or, rounded to 3,700 cubic centimeters, 3.7 liters. See chart 18.1 for an example of engine sizes for a variety of bore and stroke measurements. Tech tip. How fast can an engine rotate? Most passenger vehicle engines are designed to rotate at low speed for the following reasons. Maximum efficiency is achieved at low engine speed. A diesel engine used in a large ship, for example, will rotate at about 50 RPM for maximum efficiency. Piston ring friction is the highest point of friction in the engine. The slower the engine speed, the less loss to friction from the piston rings. However, horsepower is what is needed to get a vehicle down the road quickly. Horsepower is torque times engine speed divided by 5,252. Therefore, a high engine speed usually indicates a high horsepower. For example, a Formula One race car is limited to 1.6-liter V6, but uses a 1.6-inch or 40mm stroke. This extremely short stroke means that the engine can easily achieve the upper limit allowed by the rules of 18,000 RPM while producing over 700 horsepower. The larger the engine, the more power the engine is capable of producing. Several sayings are often quoted about engine size. There is no substitute for cubic inches. There is no replacement for displacement. Although a large engine generally uses more fuel, making an engine larger is often the easiest way to increase power. Refer to chart 18.1, to find the inch 3 displacement, find the bore that is closest to the actual value, then go across to the closest stroke value. Refer to chart 18.2, liters to cubic inches is often not exact and can result in representing several different engine sizes based on their advertised size in liters. Engine size conversion. Many vehicle manufacturers will round the displacement, so the calculated inch 3 displacement may not agree with the published displacement value. See chart 18.2. Compression ratio. Definition: compression ratio, known as CR, is the ratio of the difference in the cylinder volume when the piston is at the bottom of the stroke to the volume in the cylinder above the piston when the piston is at the top of the stroke. The compression ratio of an engine is an important consideration when rebuilding or repairing an engine. See figure 18.18. Refer to compression chart on page 167. Calculating compression ratio. For compression ratio formula, refer to calculation on page 167. See figure 18.19. Refer to figure 18.18. Compression ratio is the ratio of the total cylinder volume, or when the piston is at the bottom of its stroke, to the clearance volume, or when the piston is at the top of its stroke. For example, what is the compression ratio of an engine with 50.3 cubic inches displacement in one cylinder and a combustion chamber volume of 6.7 cubic inches? Refer to formula on page 167. Changing compression ratio. Any time an engine is modified, the compression ratio should be checked to make sure it is either the same as it was originally or has been changed to match the diesel compression ratio. Factors that can affect compression ratio include: head gasket thickness. A thicker than stock gasket will decrease the compression ratio and a thinner than stock gasket will increase the compression ratio. Increasing the cylinder size. If the bore or stroke is increased, a greater amount of air will be compressed into the combustion chamber, which will increase the compression ratio. Refer to figure 18.19. Combustion chamber volume is the volume above the piston when the piston is at top dead center. Torque and horsepower. Definition of torque. Torque is the term used to describe a rotating force that may or may not result in motion. Torque is measured as the amount of force multiplied by the length of the lever through which it acts. If you use a 1-foot-long wrench to apply 10 pounds of force to the end of the wrench to turn a bolt, then you are exerting 10 pound-feet of torque. See figure 18.20. Torque is the twisting force measured at the end of the crankshaft and measured on a dynamometer. Engine torque is always expressed at a specific engine speed, or RPM, or range of engine speeds where the torque is at the maximum. For example, an engine may be listed as producing 275 pound-feet at 2,400 RPM. The metric unit for torque is Newton meters, because the Newton is the metric unit for force and the distance is expressed in meters. 1 pound-foot equals 1.3558 newton meters. 1 newton meter equals 0.7376 pound-foot. Definition of power. The term power means the rate of doing work. Power equals work divided by time. Work is achieved when a certain amount of mass, or weight, is moved a certain distance by a force. If the object is moved in 10 seconds or 10 minutes does not make a difference in the amount of work accomplished, but it does affect the amount of power needed. Power is expressed in units of foot-pounds per minute, and power also includes the engine speed, or RPM, where the maximum power is achieved. For example, an engine may be listed as producing 280 horsepower at 4,400 RPM. Refer to Figure 18.20. Torque is a twisting force equal to the distance from the pivot point times the force applied, expressed in units called pound-feet or newton meters. Frequently asked question: what's with these kilowatts? A watt is the electrical unit for power, the capacity to do work. It is named after a Scottish inventor, James Watt. The symbol for power is P. Electrical power is calculated as amperes times volts. Power equals amperes times volts. Engine power is commonly rated in watts or kilowatts. 1,000 watts equal 1 kilowatt, because 1 horsepower is equal to 746 watts. For example, a 200 horsepower engine can be rated in the metric system as having the power equal to 149,200 watts or 149.2 kilowatts. Definition of horsepower. The power of one horse was determined by James Watt, a Scottish inventor who first calculated the power of a horse while working on a steam engine to remove water from a coal mines. One horsepower was determined to be the power required to move 550 pounds 1 foot in 1 second, or 33,000 pounds 1 foot in 1 minute, or 550 times 60 seconds equals 33,000 pounds per minute. Engine output is measured using a dynamometer. A dynamometer measures the torque of the engine and then calculates the horsepower by the formula. Horsepower equals torque times RPM divided by 5,252. Horsepower is always expressed with the rating and the engine speed where the maximum power was achieved. For example, an engine may be listed as producing 280 horsepower at 4,400 RPM. Horsepower and altitude. Because the density of the air is lower at high altitude, the power that a normal engine can develop is greatly reduced at high altitude. According to SAE conversion factors, a non-supercharged or non-turbocharged engine loses about 3% of its power for every 1,000 feet, or 300 meters, of altitude. Therefore, an engine that develops 200 brake horsepower at sea level will only produce about 116 brake horsepower at the top of Pikes Peak in Colorado at 14,110 feet. Supercharged and turbocharged engines are not as greatly affected by altitude as normally aspirated engines, which are those engines that breathe air at normal atmospheric pressure. Review questions. Question 1. How is the angle between power strokes determined? Question 2. What brands of vehicles use horizontally opposed 4- and 6-cylinder engines? Question 3. What are the strokes of a 4-stroke cycle? Question 4. If an engine at sea level produces 100 horsepower, how many horsepower would it develop at 6,000 feet of altitude? Question 5. What is the definition of horsepower? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The chemical energy in fuel is converted to heat by the burning of the fuel at a controlled rate. This process is called A. Combustion. B. Consumption. C. Power. D. Torque. Question 2. An SAHCV8 engine has how many camshafts? A. 1. B. 2. C. 3. D. 4. Question 3. The coolant flow through the radiator is controlled by the A. size of the passages in the block. B. Thermostat. C. Cooling fans. D. Water pump. Question 4. Torque is expressed in units of A. pound-feet. B. foot-pounds. C. foot-pounds per minute. D. pound-feet per second. Question 5. Horsepower is expressed in units of A. pound-feet. B. foot-pounds. C. foot-pounds per minute. D. pound-feet per second. Question 6. A normally aspirated automobile engine loses about blank power per 1,000 feet of altitude. A. 1%. B. 3%. C. 5%. D. 6%. Question 7. One cylinder of an automotive 4-stroke cycle engine completes a cycle every A. 90 degrees. B, 180 degrees. C, 360 degrees. D, 720 degrees. Question 8. How many rotations of the crankshaft are required to complete each stroke of a four-stroke cycle engine? A, 1/4. B, 1/2. C, 1. D, 2. Question 9. A rotating force is called A, horsepower. B, torque. C, combustion pressure. D, eccentric movement. Question 10. Technician A says that a crankshaft determines the stroke of an engine. Technician B says that the length of the connecting rod determines the stroke of an engine. Which technician is correct? A, technician A only. B, technician B only. C, both technicians A and B. D, neither a technician A nor B. End of chapter 18.